From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The death penalty was on the docket today at the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices heard arguments in a case that tests, among other things, the criteria for setting aside a death sentence because of poor legal representation. Here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Ronald Rompilla was sentenced to death in 1988 for the brutal murder of a Pennsylvania tavern owner. Before the court today was one question that will affect just Pennsylvania, the only state in the country that still bars the jury from knowing whether there's a possibility of parole when it sentences a defendant to either life in prison or death. In Rompilla's case, the jury came back to ask whether, if it sentenced Rompilla to life, there was any possibility of parole, and the judge said he was not permitted to answer. The jury then sentenced Rompilla to death. The second question before the court today, likely to have an effect in all states with the death penalty, tests whether Rompilla's lawyers made mistakes so serious that he was denied the effective assistance of counsel. The Supreme Court said just 2 years ago that defense lawyers in capital cases must conduct a thorough investigation of their client's background in order to find potentially mitigating evidence to present to the jury at the penalty phase of the trial. In Rompilla's case, the prosecutors told the defense lawyers that they intended to use court records from Rompilla's prior convictions in order to prove that he was a violent repeat offender who should be sentenced to death. But the defense lawyers never asked to see those records and thus did not discover records of Rompilla's abuse as a child, his mental retardation, schizophrenia, paranoia, and alcoholism. Today, Assistant Federal Defender Billy Nolis told the justices that the trial lawyers did not secure a single scrap of paper about Rompilla's background that would have been evidence of mitigation, and thus were left with a simple plea of mercy. Justice Kennedy, there were three psychiatric experts hired by the defense, and they didn't seem to think these records were necessary. Justice Ginsburg, wasn't it the case that these experts were hired not to develop evidence of mitigation at the penalty phase of the trial, but to see if there was a potential insanity defense at the guilt phase, and to see if Rompilla was even mentally competent to stand trial at all? Answer, yes. Justice O'Connor, defense counsel did make use of several relatives. Wouldn't the reasonable lawyer think that was enough to develop family history evidence that could be used at the penalty phase? Answer, the lawyers testified afterwards that the relatives were not a good source of mitigation evidence because the family thought the defendant was innocent. Justice Scalia, incredulous, that is an extraordinary non sequitur. That makes no sense at all. Answer, when you're dealing with family abuse and neglect, people don't talk about it. They hide it. Justice Souter, and if they'd opened these files, what would they have found? Answer, evidence of the defendant's retardation, alcoholism, schizophrenia, and paranoia. Arguing for the state of Pennsylvania, Deputy State Attorney General Amy Zapp told the justices that it was unnecessary for the defense lawyers to have consulted Rompilla's prior conviction pre-sentencing files because the lawyers had interviewed the defendant himself and several relatives. Justice Stevens, don't you think that not examining files used by the prosecution, files that ended up having a wealth of information, that that's a fairly serious mistake for a lawyer? Justice Breyer, if defense lawyers had looked at these records, that would have led them to this statement in the files. Ronald comes from the notorious Rompilla family, and they would have seen a horrendous account of child abuse and neglect that led to the family being called the notorious Rompilla family. Justice Kennedy, this sounds like a constitutional argument for serendipity, that you might find something in the files, and if you don't look, you fail in your duty as a lawyer. A decision in the case is expected later this year. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.